Oh yeah, coming to you live from Bangkok. I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Yes, I'm still in Bangkok. I haven't been going anywhere, and you know what? I'm not feeling so good today for a number of reasons. One is I'm fucking irritated with all the political correctness. Every time I look on the news, it's better I don't even look at the news anymore. Because every time I see it, it's, oh, this person's pissed off, that person's pissed off. Ah, fucking get over it. Come on. Some of these people, it's like they're freaking multimillionaires and they're bitching and moaning. It's like they just got to bitch and moan. And what it is they just want their face out in the public half the time, or they just want to show that, you know, they can stop some organization. They've got the power to stop whoever from saying what they want, which is complete horse shit. But the reason I feel like shit today is because, you know, I've been recovering from my hip and I do feel a lot better. And, you know, I'm at the point now where probably I'm not really exercising because I'm lazy. And I just got to get myself into the mental state of exercising again. Like, hey, it's time to go back into training camp. I've got to get, you know, get my shit together. I got to get my mind right, and I've got to understand that this is going to be, you know, 2 months of hard training or whatever. That's what I'm kind of used to. I used to do that all the time, even when I just was lifting weights and just doing a little bit of karate or kickboxing or whatever, just training. I would go in for 2 or 3 months, and then I'd take a month off. And I, you know, I thought it would be good on my body. It'd be better for my body. But, you know, I've been holding the pads for my kids, and now both of them have gotten to the point where they hit so hard that that when they hit me, if I don't have focus mitts on, I don't have the punching mitts on, they hurt my hands. And also Alex especially, he hits like a ton of bricks for a little skinny kid, you know. Well, just for any kid, he hits pretty hard. And I don't know what happened. I'm assuming it's coming. It happened when I was working with him a little bit. And usually I only work with him for 10 minutes or so every day, just, you know, working combinations or whatever it might be. But nothing much, not nearly enough, frankly. My body can't really take it. And I used to hold the pads for this one kid who used to hit like a ton of bricks, man. He really hit hard. And every day after he trained and after I held the pads for him, my arms were like numb. And that's not a good sign. But anyway, long story short, I think I maybe like got a strained muscle or maybe a torn rotator cuff or something. I'm not sure, but if it doesn't go away in a couple of days, I'm going to have to go in and see a doctor, because when I lift my right arm up, there's quite a bit of pain. And I've got enough pain in my body, pain in my ass. But anyway, let's get to this to the subject matter. This is a doozy. You know, I just did this 5 minutes from Thailand on Lena Dunham. Now, I didn't even know who this chick is. I had no idea who she was. Okay? And maybe it has something to do with she's like not attractive to me at all, and that's why I haven't heard her. Or she's not attractive to many people at all. You know, I mean, half the time I don't even know who, you know, the hotties of the day are, because they're constantly changing. But, you know, I've never heard of her. And I just came across this article that it was written by Lauren Duca, D-U-C-A, in the Huffington Post. And it says, here's how the New York Times calls Lena Dunham fat. And it was also talking about Claire Danes. And I've seen her before because I've seen her show. It's called Homeland. It says, Miss Danes turned out in a Giorgio Armani tulle confection that showed off an ethereal, if slightly skeletal, frame. What Miss Danes lacked in pulchritude. That's not very nice right there, because, you know, pulchritude means beauty or physical... What was it that it is? It's a physical comeliness. It means alluring, like alluring, okay? So they're saying that she lacks that. Now, I don't necessarily think she's the greatest looking woman, but she's not a bad looking woman. I mean, come on. It says Lena Dunham of Girls, never seen the show, supplied in abundance, wearing a coral rose pattern Prada gown that somewhat sloppily showed off her curves. Let me tell you something. This chick doesn't have curves. She's round. She's like a pear, okay? And the reason I know this is because after reading this article, I found that this Lena Dunham lady said that I'm never going to look at my Twitter again because of all the verbal violence of weight shaming. It's just terrible. I can't even look at my Twitter. Yeah, well, you know, you should have thought about that before you put yourself in a bikini. Basically, it's a bikini. She's wearing, like, boxer shorts and, like, a sports bra. She put herself in that. Like, she's so proud of her body. And it's like, okay, good, you're proud of your body. But that doesn't mean you got to go out and show it. It's not like you're a hot piece of ass, honey. And if you get real with yourself, maybe you would understand that. Now, I'm sure there are people out there that like her body. But when people comment negatively, then, I mean, does it surprise you? Are you that naive? You're supposed to be a celebrity. I mean, maybe she's a C-level celebrity or something. I don't know. But, I mean, you know, I've had people on in my life and people in on YouTube and people on my website. And I've had all kinds of people say negative shit about me. And while sometimes it pisses me off, guess what? It doesn't piss me off for about a split second because you know, life goes on. I don't give a fuck what somebody else thinks about me. But of course, she's a celebrity. Oh, I'm special. No, you're not special. You take a shit just like everybody else. Okay? And it says, she doesn't look at Twitter anymore due to an endless stream of weight-shaming remarks that amount to verbal violence. Verbal violence. Yeah, okay. Honey, you know what it's called? It's called reality. The reality is you're fat. The reality is I've got a gut and I'm fat. And guess what? Maybe it bothers you because you're a woman. I don't know. Maybe it just bothers you because you're insecure. Frankly, I would love to be more fit, and I'm working on it. And as long as I work on it, even if I fail, as long as I keep trying, that's what's important to me, although I want to succeed. And I'm sure that maybe she has tried. But maybe she just doesn't give a fuck about her body. And she figures, well, fuck you. You've got to like me for who I am. No, we don't. This is the thing. We don't have to like you. Nobody has to like you. They're not forced to like you because you're a celebrity or because, hey, I'm fat, you can't talk about me. Oh, you know what? Yes, I can. I can talk about you, and any fucking person that wants can talk about you. Because the truth is, by definition, you are fat. Okay? Now, you know how I know she's fat? Because, I mean, if you look at her in this photo that I guess was on Twitter, it's not like she's all that fat. I mean, you know, she's definitely a heavy woman, but she's not, like, huge. And, you know, I really like women who are, they're big women, and they're comfortable with their body. They don't give a fuck. I mean, you know, it's like, they're like, hey, this is who I am, you know. Doesn't mean you can't be a wonderful, it doesn't mean you're a naughty one, that you're, it does, being fat doesn't mean you're not a wonderful person. It doesn't mean you're stupid. It doesn't mean that you're incapable. It may be, mean you're incapable of doing some things physically. But, you know, it just frustrates the hell out of me to see this shit. It's like, what the fuck? You know, the media, this kind of shit should be, I hate to say this, but it's like, this kind of shit, this is, to me, this is the kind of stuff, and, you know, I'm embarrassed to say I looked at it, but this is the kind of stuff that is absolutely worthless to society, aside from the fact that she's bringing up something about verbal violence. Honey, you, the words only have as much power as you allow them to have. You know, I'd like to sit in a room with you and talk about this. And you know, maybe I could act as your psychologist. All right? But what really got me was that on the same website, she's, it's Radar Online, and I'll put a link somewhere. It says, Body Proud Lena Dunham rocks bikini for charity race. 9 sporty photos. It looked like a fun day for all. Now, first of all, body proud. Okay, it's great to be body proud. You know, I mean, hey, your body is what your body is. Nope, it's just like where you're born. You don't have the choice of what kind of body you're born with. You may be able to sculpt your body. Yes, you may be able to work hard and have a better body, a more fit body, a more lean body. Yes, you may be able to do that. But you are born with a certain body type. I believe it's a mesomorph. What is it? Endomorph, mesomorph, and what's the other one? Ectomorph. You know, there are skinny people, there are heavy people, and there are the people in the middle. Okay. And so anyway, okay, great. She's proud of her body. Now, it says she's rocking this bikini. If this website isn't the biggest kiss-ass website I've ever seen. I mean, this is how the media is now. We'll kiss your ass because we know that it coincides with, it parallels the way that we want people to feel, which is, hey, being fat's okay. You're not allowed to fat shame us, to weight shame us. Well, you know what? People do it on... listen, I've seen TV shows. Now, listen, I don't watch much TV from the United States. The TV that I do watch is usually cable TV shows that are a year behind or whatever. But it always seems that the women get away with shaming the men for being stupid or sloppy or incapable or whatever it is. But when the men shame the women, oh my God, you can't do that. Oh, fucking shut up. Okay? Shut the fuck up, all right? I mean, you know, you don't have to be Ronda Rousey to be a badass woman. But you need to be fairly confident. And you need to be confident in who you are. And you know what? At some point, any person, every person, all right, they need to be able to have the ability to say, fuck it. I don't give a shit. It doesn't matter. It's not important. You know? Now, the thing is that she's in this... she's rocking this bikini for a charity race. Okay, it's great. She's in a charity race. And, you know, she's comfortable enough to wear a bikini. But this publication, this online publication, Radar Online... they're making it seem like she's the hottest fucking thing going. And, you know, they even have a picture of her. And you know, I have a feeling that it's someone's trying to insert a little humor here. But there's a picture of her bent over on her surfboard. Or what is it, a kite board or whatever? Let me see if I can find this photo again. Not that I want to see this, but it's a very slow website. I mean, she's got a big gut, huge legs, lots of cellulite. She's got all kinds. She's got a tramp stamp. She's got like 4 tattoos on her, and you know, she may very well be a wonderful person. I don't know, but you know, the thing is, oh God, yeah, it's a. What do they call those things? I've never used one before. It's like a surfboard that you have a paddle and you can paddle board or whatever. All right. And she is bent over and it's a full ass shot. Her bent over, bikini, twat, V, just sticking in your face there. If you enlarge that shot, that butt would be right in your face. And it is a large ass. Now, I'm sure she's not very happy about that photo, or though, who knows, she may be like, hey, I'm proud of my ass. Good for her, okay? You know, I'm not trying to berate this chick, but I'm trying. The thing is she puts her photos online on Twitter, and then she gets pissed off when people give her shit. Well, I'm not gonna watch Twitter anymore. I'm not gonna look at my Twitter anymore. Someone else will do it for me because I'm not strong enough to look at it. That's what she's saying. She didn't say she's not strong enough, but she's not. She can't bear looking at it. I can't handle it. They hurt my feelings. Oh, fuck me. Oh, God. You know, it's really, it's disturbing, this kind of shit. Frankly, I'm happy it has absolutely nothing to do with me, and I get to just talk about it. Now, there was something else I wanted to talk about that I find very interesting, and that is the subject of transgenders. Now, I went over this temple in Thailand and how they were attempting to turn boys who wanted to be women. They're trying to make them more manly so that they don't take that step. And I talked about it just briefly, and I talked about Bruce Jenner and how Jamie Foxx made some jokes at some, I Heart Music, which I never even heard of I Heart Music until recently. And, you know, frankly, I'm pretty happy with that. Maybe you should stop looking at the news. Because every time I see it, I see something, and I'm like, holy shit, you got to be kidding me. Maybe I'm getting old, and I'm, you know, a little too conservative. Who knows? But, you know, Jamie Foxx was getting shit for what he said, which is, you know, like he wanted to bust Bruce Jenner's or Caitlyn Jenner's balls while he still could. You know, referring to the fact that Bruce Jenner hasn't had his cock lopped off yet, so he's going to bust his balls. He's going to break his chops. Now, I thought that was funny as hell, okay? I mean, to me, it's funny. And there are people, ooh, oh, you went too far. You shouldn't be able to say that. And, of course, you know, people come out of the woodwork just to jump on the bandwagon and slam people for supporting Jamie Foxx. Now, nobody slammed me, you know why? Because I'm in Thailand. And you know what? I have absolutely no problem with transgender people. I just don't think they should be granted special privileges or be eliminated from any kind of discussion. You can't even talk about them now. I mean, you can't even talk about blacks in the United States without being referred to as a racist. I mean, you know, some people will refer to you as a racist just because you bring up the subject of someone being black or someone being this or someone being that. It's fucking ridiculous. Now, the whole gist of this podcast stems from me seeing this award that Caitlyn Jenner is set to receive or supposedly going to receive from Glamour magazine. Guess what? Bruce Jenner, who still has a pecker, technically he is still here's the thing. When you are born with a penis, guess what? That means you're a man. And by the very definition of male, okay, a person with a penis, scrotum, and testicles. So, yet that doesn't throw in some little phrase that says, "Oh, you can only be a male if you feel like a male. If you feel like a woman, you're a woman." No, that's not how it works. And Thailand is number one in the world for the sex assignment surgeries. I kind of figured that. And you'll never guess who number two is, and I'm going to do a podcast on that. Guess who number two is? Iran. Of all places. That shocked me. Okay? And the reason I didn't do the podcast about this, about Iran and their transgender population, is because I want to watch this movie that supposedly tells the story of what's going on and what happened and how it came to be in Iran. But, you know, I saw this thing today. There's an Australian feminist, and her name is Germaine Greer. Now, you know, feminism, I'm not, you know, listen, if anything, I lean a little towards the misogynist category. I don't think I am 100%, but, you know, when it comes to feminist, it's kind of like, you know, I don't generally support them. But today I saw something where she had a speech canceled by a Cardiff University, by somebody in charge of the university, where, you know, who gets the people in or whatever. She had already been scheduled to give this speech, and I guess it was canceled because she made a comment that just because a man has sex assignment surgery does not make them a woman. And you know what? I agree. Of course it doesn't. I want to be a tiger. That doesn't mean that because I want to be a tiger, I'm a tiger. I mean, you know, I can want to be something, you know, but it just doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter. Okay? So if you're a man and you want to be a woman, well, you can change your body and you can look like a woman. You can become more like a woman, but guess what? You're not a woman. And, you know, here in Thailand, which, you know, they have their, I would say they have a pretty tolerant attitude towards the gay and lesbian and transgender population. Male to female transsexuals are legally men. They are not allowed to change their gender on their ID, and there's an organization called the Transgender of Thailand, and they want the ID changed, people to be able to change their ID from Mr. to Miss. But doesn't that defeat the purpose of the definition of male and female? Okay, because a female has a vagina and a uterus and ovaries. So a man will never be a female. And I agree with this woman. And she got so much shit. She got all kinds of backlash. And then, you know, when they were when they were going to cancel her her speech, and this lady in the interview said, well, you know, so are you still going to go there? And she said, listen, I'm 76 years old. You think I need people throwing shit at me and screaming names at me and stuff because I voiced my opinion? And this is the way it is now. You're not allowed to voice your opinion, because if you do, somebody's going to throw something at you, or somebody's going to stab you, or somebody's going to kill you, or somebody is going to do this, or they're going to do that, or they're going to pull your sponsorship or whatever. Ugh, it's fucking ridiculous, okay? And I'll tell you what's even more ridiculous, which what I was alluring to before, is that Glamour magazine is scheduled to award Caitlyn Jenner the Woman of the Year award. Now, all I got to say about this is get the fuck out of here. Bruce Jenner changed his name to Caitlyn Jenner. He's still got a cock. He's not a woman by any stretch of the imagination. And when he gets his cock cut off, when he has the surgery done, it doesn't matter. He's still a man. Biologically, he's not a woman by definition. I'd like to see scientists come out and say, oh, he's a woman now. It's not going to happen. At least not from a reputable, you're never going to hear it from a reputable scientist, because it's complete horse shit. So instead of, and the thing now that I see is that people, every time they open their mouth about this kind of thing, they get slammed. They're not allowed to say this. They're not allowed to say that. They can't say anything without people giving them shit. You know what? I got to close this picture of Lena, what's her name? Lena Upham, bending over. Freaking hideous, man. Whew. I mean, it's just not pleasant to me. That's my opinion. And, you know, I don't care. People could go, oh, well, you're not so handsome yourself. You're fucking ugly. And I'm sure people will say that. And you know what? I don't give a fuck. Because as long as my wife likes me and cares about me and my kids like me, that's all that matters. And you know what? They do. So fuck all of you if you don't like it. Let's see here. What gets you the crown? Growing up yang and deciding you're yin, after all. It seems the decathlete, formerly known as Bruce, is due to receive Glamour Magazine's Woman of the Year Award for 2015. Ugh. You see, to me, this is just fucking disgusting. This is political correctness and media bullshit at its worst. Absolute worst. And you know, I have to say that growing up as a kid, when I was young and Bruce Jenner was on Wheaties, okay, understand something, that when he was a huge Olympic star, I was a young boy. And I thought to myself, wow, man, this guy's a stud. Look at his muscles. Look how strong he is. Wow, wow. Okay, and now, you know, something like 50 years later, 49 years later, he's praised for his courage and tenacity and working through this and becoming who he really wants to be, which is a woman. And I find that funny because here's a guy who, at least on the track, was a complete badass. And yet, for 50 fucking years, he couldn't say, this isn't me. This is a facade. He wasn't strong enough to do that. Okay? He went and got married. I'm sure he was banging his wife. I mean, you know, who knows what their sex life was like. From the way that she has, what I've seen that she said, their sex life was fine. So, okay, you know, maybe it was fine, but inside he was in pain or he didn't like doing it or he did it because, you know, it was expected of him. Who knows? It doesn't really matter. Because frankly, I look at it like this, and I've said this before, a person's sex life is their own. I don't want to know about it. I don't give a fuck. Who gives a shit what somebody else is doing behind closed doors? You know what I mean? It's like, I don't care. I don't even want to hear about it. It's disgusting. You think I want to think about him banging, what's the chick's name? Chris Jenner? Ugh, come on. She's an old woman. All right? I mean, you know, whatever. That's his wife. Good for him. Well, it was his wife. But I just find it hard to believe that this Olympic hero had to wait all this time and now to come out and say, hey, you know, I'm transgender. And now he's being praised for being brave. You know, and now everybody's got, oh, don't say that. You can't say this. You can't say that about him. Oh, give me a break. Seriously.